And these are poems concerning places. And the first poem is about Vermont, where we live in the summertime. And we live up in the mountains. And up there, our nearest neighbors live there year-round. And when we first moved up there, the father was a woodsman. He's since taken a course by mail on how to run road machinery and is doing better for himself. And is working on the road, actually. But they're very simple people and have many, many beautiful ceremonies, especially connected with the one-room schoolhouse. And every morning, for instance, the children go out of doors and pledge allegiance to the flag and raise the flag together. But it's a very serious ceremony. And they have a particularly beautiful thing they do for Memorial Day. All of the mountain children go out and gather wild flowers and lilacs too, everything, but mostly wildflowers. And they fill up their wagons and bring them down to the school. And then the parents come and they all sit outside. And then there is this very serious program, short program, and they sing songs and so forth. And then they get in line and with the wagons of flowers and children, and they cross the bridge from the one-room schoolhouse to the little pre-revolutionary graveyard where they put the flowers around on the graves. And these children down the road from me, we've known them now since they were, it's a large family, since they were, the oldest ones were small. And now they're getting past that age of, well, they're going into that age when I wrote this poem, that metamorphosis that comes around 12, some of them were. And I mentioned that in the, it's called the Ceremony of Flowers in Vermont. Out by the nettles, by last year's blackberry canes, Jeanette is daydreaming in the sun. The stand of hemlocks edging the ravine, black and green, laces a dark roof above the trilliums. Wan, fine, veined spring beauties crowd around the rocks in the open field, and trout lilies fill in between the mosses where the other children run, jumping from rock to rock in the high meadow under the flocks of crows, all hoarse and raucous in the windy blowing away of the snow mold. And where the last old patches wither to gray, wind flowers clash in a soundless chiming of petals. The others have gone over the fence upfield to gather flowers for Memorial Day. They are sticky with nettles, Richard and Laura and Rachel. They have grown too large for their winter jackets. Their pale-veined wrists hang down below their sleeves. They have put crow's foot and adder's tongue into their pockets, and they are all shouting with a strange new language violence.